Hi, this is a new patient visit dictation for Hassan Altalakhani. H-A-S-S-A-N. Last name is A-L-T-A-L-A-Q-A-N-I. Date of birth is 8-24-2001. Date of accident 1-14-2022. Date of service 3-25-2022. The chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, back, knees, arms, shoulder, right shoulder, along with headaches. The cause of the symptoms are automobile accident that occurred on 1-14-2022. History of automobile accident is as follows. On 1-14-2022, patient was traveling at around 8 p.m. as a driver. He was driving with a friend, Ahmed, who is okay, 21-year-old. He was driving a Chrysler 300 PT, and their speed was zero. The other car was 200, Chrysler 200 at 50 miles an hour. The accident occurred in Southfield and Paul, P-A-U-L. Patient reports that he was driving westbound on Paul and was stopped on a red light. The other car came from Southfield Service Drive and hit head-on collision into their car at around 50 miles an hour. He was not restrained at the time of accident. Airbags did not deploy. There was a momentary loss of consciousness. And the police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. His car was completely total. Windshield was cracked. And he actually doesn't know if the car is completely total or not. He hasn't checked for the car yet. Anyway, patient reports that he did not go to any hospital on the day of accident. And during this accident, due to the impact, he hit his head into the steering wheel, but there was no major chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. And he did not feel any trauma to the shoulder. But because he passed out, he doesn't remember. After the accident, he starts seeing Dr. Sam Hockey, whom he has seen 3 to 4 times. And he has been doing physical therapy at Schaefer Dearborn Rehab 3 times per week. He's already done physical therapy for 6 weeks, but there's no relief. The history of presenting illness, patient reports headaches, which are 8 to 10, located front and the right and left temple, severe, infrequent, and sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, associated with nausea and vomiting, but there is no associated aura and seizure. History of TBI symptoms, patient reports additional symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, especially the left ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nausea, vomiting, especially this morning he has done vomiting, blurred vision. Patient denies any loss of consciousness any further or any seizures. Patient denies any incontinence of the urine bowel, and he denies any spots in the vision or loss of his vision field or even erectile dysfunction. In addition, patient reports he has a moderate difficulty walking and sidal anesthesia and a severe pain in the right shoulder, which is around 5, severe pain in the neck, which is 8, and lower back pain, which is 9. He reports radiation of the pain to the both extremities, including both buttocks and posterior part of the legs, all the way to the ankle. However, the foot and the toes are not involved. Some pain in the front of the legs in the shin area is reported from below the knee to the ankle, in the front also. Now, in addition, patient reports pain in the right shoulder is around 2 or 3, and it is 5 to 7, and he can do up to 120 degrees of abduction without any pain. And he reports that his pain in the neck is around 8, but it's not shooting down to any arms or fingers. There's no middle back pain or upper back pain, only in the neck and the lower back. Regarding the pain, patient reports that these pains are continuous and are described as shooting stabbing shots. They are varied from 5 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is, modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and walking and tying shoes, especially when he is using his right arm. And pain level intensity is between 5 to 9. His ADLs are affected around 9. The pain is improved by lying down and rest. Patient has muscle weakness but denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle in the upper extremities, but there is some shooting pain in the posterior part of the buttocks and posterior part of the thigh and the leg. There is no bladder and bowel incontinence. Patient reports of having X-rays done and CT scan done. In addition, interestingly, patient has a gunshot wound of the left temple which went into his left lung, according to him. He was treated in Beaumont Hospital. Because of that, MRIs cannot be done. He reports of following treatment. He has used physical therapy and TENS unit so far, and he saw Dr. Haki, who has referred this gentleman to advanced pain care. In the system review is all unremarkable, no positive symptoms, surgical history none, allergies none, family history. Mother is alive, no medical problem. Father is suffering from diabetes, MI, bypass surgery for the coronary artery. He's alive. He's associated with 6 brothers and 4 sisters. They're all okay. Grandma has a blood cancer. Relationship status, patient is single and he lives with his family. Current employment status, patient is a mechanic and he stands all day long. He lifts 50 to 100 pounds and he's unemployed due to the pain since the time of accident. He has never filed a disability. Legal history, patient has no attorney. Patient has been advised to consider having an attorney. Patient has no alcohol, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Physical exam. ADLs that are affected are as follows. Patient reports that walking, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen is affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Dressing and standing are affected 9. Writing and reaching into cabinets and ability to lift dinner plates are affected 8. Dialing a phone is affected 7. Physical examination. Mr. Hassan Alta Kwani is as follows. Blood pressure 162 over 126. Heart rate is 92. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature is 97.4. Height 5'9". Weight 145. Pulse ox 99. A 20-year-old Arabic gentleman who is quite comfortable, sitting comfortably, and alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony, case identified. And patient is well-built, well-nourished, and hydration is good. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain cases are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious, lethargic. He exhibits a good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any cane or any adaptive device. Physical examination from the template, including the neurological examination, completely normal. Gait is normal. The musculature examination reveals a severe spasm of the trapezius muscle, quadratus lumborum muscle, and paraspinal muscles existing from C2 to L5 all the way, especially at the paraspinal region, but they are not tender. There is no hypertonicity. And in general, there is a spasm of the trapezius muscle and paraspinal and the quadratus lumborum muscle. His both sacroiliac joints are slightly tender. But musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is from the template. And spine tenderness is only noticed in bilateral sacroiliac joints. The paravertebral muscle spasm is present in the area of C1 to L5 all the way, bilaterally, with no hypertonicity, no tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, Bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35, hyperextension is not painful. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was negative, Sterling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative. And the traction test is negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In the lumbar spine, in the thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral regress test is positive. Bregar test negative. Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, mild tenderness is noticed bilaterally in the sacroiliac joints. Standing flexion test and ilium compression test and the stretching test are negative. Faber test positive bilaterally. Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. Tendenbrock sign is negative. Extremities examination except for the right shoulder. All the extremities are completely normal. There is some pain complained by the patient to the right shoulder, but the Hawken-Kennedy test was found negative, and MTBR test, anterior posterior apprehension test, drop arm test are all negative. Rest of the extremities are completely normal, warm to touch, well perfused. No tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins are noticed. Range of motion of all joints is normal. Carpal syndrome is not present. The Homan sign is negative. Cook test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. And gait is completely normal. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 XXT, CNS R51, mild TBI, S06.301A, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511. Cervical spine. Cervicalgia M54.2. Thoracic spine M54.09. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.4 XXA. SI spine M46.6. Bilateral. And M54.17, S33.5 XXA. Plan of care for Mr. Hassan Altalak Kani is from the template, and treatment plan for Hassan is from the template also. The first is physical therapy, which is ordered for 3 times per week to afford him healing and relief of spasm. That means provided with traction massage, aquatherapy. Medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day, 60, for help with the anti-inflammatory effects and helping healing. Patient is provided Elavil 50 mg at night, 75 mg at night to help with the sleep, relieve GAD disorder, help in depression, fibromyalgia, musculoskeletal pain, and helping pain relief. Flexible 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 3% for topical pain relief. Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour PR and 50 tablets for help with the headaches. Gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for help with the headaches and radiculopathy. Tylenol with codeine number 3, 7 tablets for help with the pain. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry is not warranted. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. The patient was able to bring a CT scan report. He cannot have an MRI done. The CT scans are done at Basha Diagnostics or around 3/11/2022 post-accident. The right knee has no fracture or joint effusion, and it is normal. CT scan. Of the cervical spine shows minimal cervical dextrocurvature and no spondylolisthesis fracture or any disc issues. Right shoulder does not show any findings. No evidence of full thickness retracted rotator cuff tear, biceps tendon or labral. In the lumbar spine, it shows that alignment is normal and there is a minimal disc bulge at L4, L5, L5S1. No disc herniations are identified and no lumbar spinal and neural foramen stenosis is identified. Interventional pain procedure, patient is advised to consider sacroiliac joint injections if his pain is not relieved within 90 days of physical therapy. Is advised to have an intralaminar epidural injection for further relief, especially if the pain is shooting down to his legs, for radiculopathy. If he has a pain in the shoulder and knee, again he is advised for a therapeutic injection, even though the findings are negative. Since MRI has not been done, some findings could be missed. Surgical options, non-neuropsych not warranted, attended care is not warranted, caseworker not warranted, past medical records have been requested, released from Dr. Haki. Investigation. We are ordering a brain diagnostic for TBI for vestibulogram to identify any damage to the brain with VEP and AEP, DME. And no, the patient has been provided with a back brace, neck brace, tense unit for healing. Education is yes. Follow visitation 10 days. Thank you. Appreciate it.